If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone, to a special edition of Couch Potato Diary. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today on this post-show for WWE King of the Ring. That is going to be the focus for this program today. Coming out tomorrow, we will do an AEW Double or Nothing one. But for now, we are looking at the King of the Ring from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia for the WWE. All right, it is your post-show for WWE King of the Ring, and the pre-show started with the Women's Tag Team Championships on the line, and in the shocker of all shockers, Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill defeat Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. We move to the Women's World Championship as Liv Morgan took on Becky Lynch. And Liv Morgan ends up getting the win at 16:25. She is the new women's champion. I had said that it felt like there was a little bit more coming from this character in Liv Morgan. I was starting to get it a little bit. I wasn't all the way there. And so I was wondering if this was going to be the time that it would happen or not. And it ends up happening. I thought this match was good. The Dom stuff was interesting because we have all seen the little breadcrumbs that have been left along the way in wondering if Liv Morgan is actually teaming up with Dominic Mysterio now, and what is that going to eventually look like? And then Dominic comes out, and it looks like he's trying to help Becky, and he throws the chair in, and he looks distraught after, so I don't know if they're doing this, like, gotcha thing or something like that, but it wasn't necessarily the moment I was expecting with Dom and with Liv Morgan. And so I come out of it feeling potentially a few more questions than answers, so to speak. Which I guess when you're telling stories and whatnot, you kind of want that for episodic programming. But this was good, not great, but it was still good. And Liv Morgan as champion, I think does make some sense. And I do think that it... Shiloh appearance. Say hi, Shiloh. Hi, Shiloh. hey, come here. I do think that this still makes more sense than having her win the Battle Royal a couple of weeks after WrestleMania and having her have that moment that way. I think allowing her to come into this character a little bit, allowing it to develop, allowing a feud with Becky Lynch to develop a little bit, I think all of it does make sense. And like I said, it's not... It's not all the way there. It's not perfect, but I do think there's something there with the Liv Morgan character. Up next, it was Sami Zayn defeating Chad Gable and Bronson Reed to retain the Intercontinental Championship at 1340. Again, this was good, not great. And that's basically this show. This entire show was good, not great. We'll get into final wrap-up after. But for Sami Zayn, he gets the win. He feels like a star at these Saudi Arabia events. And to the WWE's credit, they treat him as such. I still think there's world title for this guy. We've talked about before about booking to WrestleMania 41 and having Sami Zayn against Gunther again, this time for the World Championship. I think that's a fun way to go. But For Sami Zayn, he gets the win here. The big story of the match is Chad Gable and Otis. Otis doesn't turn on Chad Gable, but he hesitates, and then he does the clothesline thing, but he misses Sami Zayn, and he hits Chad Gable, and so that's how all of that goes. Bronson Reed was very big in this match, but did kind of feel a little bit like an afterthought in all of this, but I wonder if now Bronson Reed, you know, he being the one and not pinned and whatnot, gets the opportunity against Sami Zayn. Then it was the Queen of the Ring tournament final, as it was Nia Jax taking on Lyra Valkyria. That finish was really interesting. The finish comes at 9:40, where Lyra is trying to do a sunset bomb off of the top rope, and Nia Jax stops her and hits her, I don't know what she calls it, but it's the bonsai drop that Yokozuna did, while Lyra is still standing and squashes her down in the match. Looked painful as hell. But I thought, like, this was, again, good, not great. But I do think that this tournament overall was good for Lyra Valkyria. And I think this does help to elevate her a little bit. The joys of having a cat, come on. We're going to leave all that in. But I do think for Lyra Valkyria, she comes out of this tournament, obviously, very far ahead. And there is a character there that you can work with. And I look at her as someone who can be a future champion in the WWE and relatively quickly. I think the character has a little bit of ironing out. I think maybe a few more vignettes and a little less post-match interviews with her. I think they need to do a better job of putting her in a better spot to succeed when it comes to cutting promos and things of that nature. But overall, this is a good character. This is an excellent wrestler. And this is someone who I think we can be excited about. On the Nia Jax side, the more I think about it, the more this actually does make some sense. Nia Jax going up against Bayley, I think will be good to get the most out of the Bayley babyface character. This has been a character that I still think she is trying to sink her teeth into fully. And I don't know if creatively they really know what they're doing with it just yet. It's like, oh yeah, it's the same Bayley, but like the baby face, but it's not as baby face as before. And it's not heel as this one. It's just kind of there. And Nia Jax, for all of her faults, she does, I think, do a pretty good job of being unlikable as a character. And I think that will bring the most out of this Bayley character and bring the most out of this Bayley babyface run. So I think this as a title program for SummerSlam actually makes a ton of sense. On the men's side, it was Gunther with the King of the Ring tournament win as he beats Randy Orton. There's a cat in my way. 21 minutes and 50 seconds. This one did feel like it had another gear that it could have got to, but this was, I think, easily the best match of the show. These two, I think, did a really, really good job of meshing.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Their styles together, and in the end Gunther gets the win, and he has felt unstoppable this whole time. And even, and this is how you do it after you beat a guy. And like I remember on the Monday Night War documentary on the WWE Network, they were like, well, what do you do with a guy who's unbeatable after you beat him? It's like you keep making him unbeatable, you know, like he doesn't just become one of the guys now, you have him keep winning and keep being awesome. And that's what they've done with Gunther. That they haven't done, oh, he's down on his luck, and now he's sad Corbin, and now he's happy Corbin. He is still the ring general, and he's going out there and still kicking as much ass as before, and he's doing all the same stuff that has made him an over babyface, and, or sorry, an over heel, and now he has worked himself into a spot where he is a title challenger, and I think should win the championship at SummerSlam. What they do now for the champion leading up to that point is going to be very interesting. On this show, it was announced that Drew McIntyre is ready, and he will be challenging Damian Priest for the World Heavyweight Championship at Clash of the Castle. I think the obvious is CM Punk has some form of involvement and costs Drew McIntyre the championship there, and then it's Punk, Drew at SummerSlam, and it is Priest against Gunther. The issue is that is you're going to have to do a pretty quick and aggressive babyface turn here with Damian Priest, who has been a bit of a tweener in this time. So I think a couple things need to happen in the next couple of weeks, probably Monday. The breakoff from Judgment Day needs to be like that. And Damian Priest needs to come out of that feeling like an ass-kicking babyface. And you need to establish this guy as a babyface very quickly, because that crowd at Clash at the Castle, is going to do you exactly no favors. And that is going to, I don't think it's going to hinder the character. I think we're at a point now where we understand it's one night. But when you're trying to get a babyface over, those types of nights do, I think, hinder things a little bit. So they're going to have to make Damian Priest, I think, a pretty strong feeling babyface leading into that one and then coming out of it as well, and have him feel like, it's funny because he'll be the champion, but have him feel like a legitimate challenge for Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship in Cleveland at SummerSlam. So that's, I think, the direction that it will go at this point, but it's going to be a fun summer, I think, for WWE. And then in the main event, it was Cody Rhodes defeating Logan Paul at 24 minutes and 20 seconds. Obviously, some of the stunts were cool. The Logan Paul involvement with Michael Cole was really interesting. There have been some rumors that maybe Corey Graves is ready to return to the squared circle in a wrestling capacity. Do you do Corey Graves against Logan Paul at SummerSlam, or do you have Pat McAfee step back in, stand up for his boy, and come out in SummerSlam and wrestle Logan Paul? I think you'd get a lot of hype for that match, from mainstream media outlets. And I think that the match itself would be a whole lot of fun. So I wonder if there's something that you do with that. But overall, I said going into this, the challenge would be getting that one near fall that everyone bites on, that Logan is going to win the undisputed WWE Championship. And we didn't get it. It was too far out of the realm of possibility that Logan Paul was actually going to win this match. And we didn't believe it. So there was the entertaining stuff. You have the story around the brass knuckles. Cody survives. But we are getting to a point now where there needs to be what feels like a legitimate challenge. And I don't feel like they've built anyone up on SmackDown to feel like a legitimate challenge. We are all assuming there is going to be some involvement, whether it's Roman, whether it's The Rock, or whoever, at SummerSlam. And so that will be fine. But again, that's not going to feel like a legitimate challenge to the title. I don't think anyone is buying that Roman's going to come back and win the title and we're going to do this thing all over again. I think they're in a bit of a difficult spot right now with this. Not a difficult spot. That's overstating things pretty greatly, actually. Excuse me. They're in an interesting spot because, like, Cody is obviously very over as a champion. But to get this to feel like a championship that was worthy of the two-year build, there's going to need to be some obstacles overcome and some classic matches that have been had. And the matches have been good. Match against AJ Styles at Backlash was good. Match against Logan Paul here at King of the Ring, King and Queen of the Ring, sorry. Good. But nothing that's been like, oh man, this is the Cody match. He's going to need to have something where it feels like the odds are stacked against him. Not in a Cena way where it's like, oh my God, it's 19-2. How could he possibly? But just, it feels like he is overcoming one more time, but still retaining his WWE championship. So I think they're in a spot now where this needs to freshen up a little bit and feel like there's a little bit of danger instead of just a 2-month victory lap for Cody Rhodes. So anyway, that's going to do it for this particular episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're not going to do it live tonight, but there will be a post show coming off of AEW's Double or Nothing coming up later on tonight. So there will be a post show at some point. It just won't be tonight. We got some stuff going on around the house. But yeah, and then regularly scheduled programming next week. Thank you guys all so much, and I'll talk to all of you later.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.